Chapter 2. It's So Easy Now. Each weekday morning, as most citizens of Lausanne, Switzerland, head off to work, a small contingent of local residents arrives at an elegant, tree-lined corporate campus on the outskirts of town where Nestle has built its research center. The visitors, most of them Swiss hausfraus with a taste for new foods and a few hours to kill while the kids are in school, sign in at the front gate, pass through security, and are taken directly to the sensory lab, a large, well-lit, spotlessly clean facility with a fully equipped test kitchen and 12 sensory cubicles. The cubicles are small, each furnished with a stool, a computer keyboard, and a stainless steel spitting sink, all carefully designed to minimize distractions. The air is pressurized to keep kitchen odors from seeping in. Overhead colored lights can be switched on to obscure food colors that might affect a taster's food experience. At preset intervals, a wall hatch opens and a gloved hand passes through one of the day's samples. It may be an existing Nestle product, an instant sauce, say, or a coffee beverage that is under renovation because sales are lagging. In other cases, the tasters may be sampling some completely new product from one of Nestle's high-tech and often proprietary processes. A frozen pizza crust that stays perfectly crisp. A probiotic yogurt with bacteria designed to improve gut health. A low-fat ice cream engineered to keep its creamy mouthfeel. Between bites, testers key in their responses and the data are plotted onto a sensory map that details a product's performance on various sensory attributes, such as spiciness or crunch. Once completed, these maps show Nestle product developers precisely which element of a new food is or isn't working. The map can also show how far a flavor or texture can be pushed before consumers will reflexively reject it. Critical knowledge in a ruthlessly competitive industry where 4 out of 5 new products fail. Human beings were designed to be hugely conservative when it comes to food, explains Peter Lethwood, head of Nestle's Food Consumer Interaction Department. When you're a hunter-gatherer and something suddenly tastes different, that's a warning. And one, apparently, that Nestle rarely misinterprets. The company is the world's largest food and beverage maker, with annual sales...